For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier, brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
All right, look out. It's another vacuum cleaner day today. Charlie, are you ready for this?
It's good to be clean in the city.
That's right. See, you know, don't look at Sunday as a day of rest. Look at it as a day of clean.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, and enjoy the day after you get the house clean.
And if you're one of many that take the day off on Sunday, and, you know, just wait. Monday will come around, and that'll be a good time to
do it. Well, that's true. Now, usually days like this,
this is a day of rest.
My dad liked to get us about 6 to 7 o'clock and go, field day! And he would open up all the doors and yell, field day! And we'd all have to get out in the yard and do stuff. We hated field day.
I'm trying to think of my dad's, he had a, when he was teaching me how to push a lawnmower, and his phrase, which I'm sure he inherited from his dad, was, after I had sweated and pushed and groaned, because I wasn't very big or strong.
Yes.
He would say, I see a few holidays out there, which meant that I wasn't paying attention, and there would be a little strip of uncut grass that I had missed.
Dad later told me it was a lot cheaper for him just to do it alone, himself, because I broke the blade every time.
And I wasn't smart enough to know that if I did the job poorly enough, after a while, maybe he'd quit asking me.
Well, I think Dad used me for one thing.
I try that with my wife now, too, but it doesn't work.
You know that doesn't work. He'd say, son, go siphon some gasoline out of the car. Let me tell you, that is a flavor you will never forget.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, I know we're talking about yard work and stuff, but I am David Lord from A&A Vacuum. And our little business, family business, is three generations since 1954. We have spent that three generations working on floor care equipment and selling floor care equipment. So vacuums, shampooers, steam mops, built-in vacuum flow systems, air purifiers, and I realize for you guys that may have never heard this show, you're thinking, really? A vacuum? A place that repairs vacuum cleaners?
Imagine that. They're sure. You must get lonely sometime, like the Maytag repairman.
You know that I am so glad that we don't. Thank goodness. We are so lucky in this part of the country. People like going. They really support small local businesses like ours.
Well, and when you provide a quality service along with quality products and parts, that's a natural choice.
Well, that's Dad, and Dad, although he passed away in 2012, is still cracking the whip. I can tell you that. But our stores. Let me just kind of tell you how they're set up in our stores, and we've got one in Mobile, and we've got one in Fairhope. The locations in West Mobile, we're a block west of University, on Cottage Hill Road. On the left-hand side, if you're going west on Cottage Hill Road.
As you go down that first hill, look to your left.
Yes, and we're right next to the Meat Boss, which is a great barbecue place there. And all you got to do is drive down Cottage Hill during the afternoon. You'll be able to smell where we are because the Meat Boss is right there.
And I hate to say this publicly, but I had forgotten about the Meat Boss, and you're right. I need to get back by there.
Come by on another Saturday. Visit me. And then go to the Meat Boss. Now, out in Fairhope, my brother Tony's out there. He's a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. And he's right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone numbers 3549 in West Mobile. And in Fairhope, 928-9286. Definitely check out our webpage, aavacuum.net. In our stores, the way we kind of set them up is we carry all the things you would see at a big box store or the heavily advertised vacuums you would find online. You know, the Dysons, the Sharks, the Dirt Devils, the Eurekas, the Hoovers. But we've got some definite advantages, and I know you're shaking your head going, did a small business guy just say he had definite advantages over these big, gigantic companies like Amazon or Costco or something? And the answer is, yes, we do. Because we're a small, little local place, and we actually own both shopping centers that we reside in, so very low overhead, here's what we can do. We sell all those things that you would see on the, at the big box stores, but we sell them for less. We do all our own service and warranty work on the things we sell. So that is a definite plus. You got to be tired of buying $300 products that hold up about a year, and then you throw them away because you think, you know, what's the use? They're all going to do this every year. I'll just plan on buying a new vacuum or a shampooer every year because you got to have a vacuum, and it doesn't have to be like that. Why spend $300 for another machine? Or, heck, I don't care if it's $99 every year. That's a lot of money. You get to 10 years, you're over $1,000 bucks.
Yeah, it adds up over time.
And let me tell you, that's not counting. Of course, you know, you buy from these places, then you want to buy a belt or a filter or one small part that needs to be serviced or replaced. And those stores never have them. And then the other idea is you get online and you start looking. Let me tell you, we carry parts for the machines we sell. We don't just have warranties on our vacuum. We have warranties and service plans. So not only do you buy the machine from us cheaper than Amazon. And why do I do that? Because my kids have taught me. I want all people my age and older, of course, but I want you millennials that are going out looking for good stuff and want to be backed up on it. We are your store because we can show you the right products. You will get the best buy, and then you'll have us backing it up the entire time you own the machine. So we'll always have it running at peak performance.
It's like we've said many times before, David, you go to the big box store and the vacuums are up on a shelf in a box, and there is absolutely no way you can take it down, open the box. First of all, you'd have finished putting it together.
That's for sure.
But you can't test drive it.
Oh, that's it. You're literally buying because you read a review or maybe your friend or neighbor said something good about it. And look, I totally get that. But wouldn't it be great if there was a place you could just go try it,
yeah,
see it, see if you like it? And then, you know, when you buy things, and for me it would be cell phones, computers, you know, the biggest fear is to spend a great deal of money and then get started and go, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing. Well, I don't really want to get on a phone and talk to somebody who really understands their product but can't explain it to me very well. What a waste of time that is. You actually can buy from us, come to us, we'll show you how to use it. You will have tried it before you bought it. You will know why it's the best. You will have us backing it up the entire time. Anything you need for it, we've got it. And if we don't have it immediately, we will get it for you. So that's really what our little three-generation family business has done all these years. Our claim to fame has always been the repair business. So listen, if you've got a good vacuum, you like your vacuum, I'm not telling you to rush down and come buy a new one from me. I am saying, look at it the next time you vacuum. Is it really picking up the carpet and making it look nice again? Are you having to go over the same spot three or four times? Have you got duct tape somewhere on the machine that you're trying to hold it together?
You've seen mine.
Yeah, listen, I'm pretty good with duct tape, but you don't have to live that way. Our estimates are always free in our store. We'll look at them while you wait, and you will know what it would take to fix it up, and you will be pleasantly surprised when you do have it repaired by us, because it'll come looking, running, and smelling just like brand new. So on that note, we're going to be back in a few minutes. I want to talk about robotic vacuums. So guys, hang on, and we'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back. And I told you we were going to talk about robotic vacuums, but I better give this information out first. We are A&A Vacuum Mart. We have been in business for three generations since 1954. We've got two locations, West Mobile, about a half block south, no, about a half block south of or west of University Boulevard on the left-hand side. You should have helped me out there, Charlie. And then in Fairhope, we're about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. Telephone numbers is 661-3549 for the Westmobile store. And my brother Tony out in Fairhope is 928-9286. Watch us Monday through Friday on Comcast 6 from 7 to 7:30. We have a television show.
And it's taped at your store, isn't it?
It sure is. And the reason we do that...
The Mobile store.
The Mobile store. We want you to see kind of what our store looks like. What it would be like if you came into the store and you said, hey, I want to look at a few vacuums. I want you to see how that process works. So the television show shows that off very well, as does the our webpage, aavacuum.net. We do something totally different than everybody else. Instead of a picture that you click on and you get a description of, you know, it's 12 amps and HEPA filtration, same stuff over and over.
Sure.
I don't care how much money you spend. It really doesn't give you anything close to a complete picture. When you click on our machines, there are short little videos where we kind of show off the machine and its features and even its prices. So it'll give you an idea of what we've got. What I can definitely tell you is we are not afraid of your iPad or smartphone. You come in.
Bring it with you.
Bring it with you. Take a picture of the machine. Google it. Because we do that already in our store for each one of our products. That's what my kids have taught me. Because I want you to know you're not just going to get the best stuff. You're going to get the best deal you can possibly get. Robotic vacuums. That has been such a rave over the last couple of years.
You know, and I don't know which came first, the robot cleaner for swimming pools or the robot vacs, but it's kind of the same concept.
Swimming pool thing works pretty doggone good. And look, they're getting much better with the vacuums for the home. What I can definitely tell you is a robotic vacuum is a good one. Can be wonderful in between times of running your main vacuum cleaner. So let's go ahead and get that, dispense with that right now.
Well, and maybe that also will mean that you won't have to do that heavy vacuuming as often.
As often. Now, that I totally agree with. But obviously, they can't put a large enough motor that would compete with a good full-size vacuum cleaner.
Sure.
However, the robotic vacuum market has kind of turned out like, right about now is a good time to talk about those. You know, you may see those commercials on TV. You get an above ground pool for $199, and they show them with a big deck around it, and then a little small print will say, deck not included.
And that's correct.
And then of course, you know, you got all these people swimming and everything else, and that you even get a pump. For $199, well, you know, we had a pool built a few years ago. It was a lot more than $199.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll go ahead and tell you, everyone has jumped into the robot vacuum business. And you know why? Because people really aren't expecting what they should expect. You buy them, they expect they're just to cut them on, and they go work flawlessly. And it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. Most of these things just are like a sweeper. You know those sweepers in restaurants that you see the people using in between times?
Yeah, pick up crumbs
off
the floor.
That's it. The power, it's powered by your elbow and elbow grease.
That's right.
And you just move that thing back and forth. There's no real motor in it. And that's what a lot of these are. And, hey, they're not cheap. They're $300. And the first sign of any trouble, you might as well throw it away.
Yeah.
This week, and that's what made me think of talking about this today, this week has been the week for people dropping by with, I am telling you, I've seen them from Shark, I've seen them from Hoover, I've seen them from names I've never heard of in my life. People are going online and buying stuff no one's ever heard of before. And I get it. I get wanting a robotic vacuum, but I'll break mine down because mine's very easy to talk about. I carry the great amount of one robotic vacuum, and there's one reason for it. I was, for less than 30 days, I was a Roomba or iRobot dealer.
Mm-hmm. And that, people have generally heard those two names.
Yes. Well, it's same company. But they are the ones that spent all the money in advertising on it. So they're all over the place, and they're pretty good little robots. But the problem is still the same. When you get it, save that box. They offer nothing in parts. Even as a dealer, they were not going to allow me to buy parts from them to fix the machines that I was buying and selling for them.
Which is a big part of your business.
It is the part of our business.
You service what you sell.
That's it. And to be honest with you, you can buy a vacuum at a gas station. You can go to a grocery store sometimes and they'll have picked up a few little vacuums, and you can buy one anywhere. And when you push the button, just like that pool for $199, look, it's like you could dig a hole and just pour some water in it and get the same thing. You want something that works. You want something that when you get it, you're not going, oh my gosh, what have I just done? So I carry one. It is by the company Miele. Miele. Now, let me just tell you about them because I carry a lot of their products. They are, Consumer Report did an article on them a few years ago. They had the highest customer satisfaction of anybody they had ever polled on a vacuum company, of what they thought of their vacuum. It didn't matter if they had repair issues with their vacuum or not. They still were going to go back and buy another Miele. That's how sold they were on their product. They make all kinds of appliances, but boy, in the vacuum business, they are at least in the top two of the best manufacturers today. Look them up. I carry the Miele Home Care line, which is their very best line, and I am a warranty station for them. So when you buy from me, I handle everything with their machines. I carry the Miele Scout RX2, and let me just tell you about this. What separates this from everybody is probably top of the list. It has a brush motor, like sweepers do, that spins a rotating brush to pick up string and hair, especially pet hair, on carpet or floors. But it also has a suction motor, which sounds like, well, why wouldn't it? Hey, it's a vacuum. It's got to have a suction motor. But most of them do not have that. There's a couple of iRobots that do, or Roombas, and then Miele is about the only other one. This one has 10 infrared sensors, two digital ceiling cameras, so it can map out where it's going to go in your home, and so it doesn't just feel around the perimeter and bump into everything until it figures out what it does. So there won't be any scratching of walls or marring of furniture of any kind because all its infrared sensors, it doesn't have to bump into the furniture for it to your house. You can go to your smartphone and watch the pattern that it took to clean your home. It'll show you exactly what it did. It has edge cleaning rotating brushes. Obviously, I just told you, a suction motor that also goes along with the rotating brush. When you flip it upside down, the wheels are not, they don't look straight. They're not dead even like you would normally see wheels. And the reason is they're rubber. But it is so that it can climb over and actually do plush pile carpet. This machine can actually do bare floor of any type, rugs, but even thicker carpet that most of the robots won't do. And just fantastic HEPA filtration. I sell this product $50 cheaper than what you can find it on Amazon for. But here's the most important thing, and I'll say this over and over till I'm blue in the face, no matter what you get from me, the most important feature is that we are the guys that back it up. Now, if you go buy this thing online, you will see it comes with a 2-year warranty. Guys, that's a mirage. Mm-hmm. That 2-year warranty only exists if you are willing to hang on to that box, mail it back to them. But when you buy it from me, it's not just a 2-year warranty. It's a 3-year warranty and a 3-year service plus warranty. That means we clean it once each year of the warranty to keep this thing running beautifully. That's $150 in cleaning alone, and you're still going to buy it cheaper than Amazon.
When we come back from this break, can we talk about the robot a little bit?
Absolutely.
Little bit more,
absolutely, because they are very interesting. Too. Yes, yes. All right, guys, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. And when we come back, we will. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about backpacks as well.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is David Lord from A&A Vacuum. Since 1954 and three generations, our family has been in the floor care business. Two locations, West Mobile, I'll give you the telephone number, 661-3549. Fairhope, 928-9286. My brother Tony's out there. We're open 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to 4 on Saturday. And definitely catch our webpage, aavacuum.net. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about the robotic vacuums, of which I was talking about the Miele Scout RX2, just a fantastic product that is really backed up with a real warranty. And guess what? Warranty, I don't care what's written on the paper, means nothing. It's a mirage. I've said it before. It's only as good as the company that's backed it up, and that's us. So when you come in, you won't need your box. You won't need your receipt. We will have you on file. We can look it up. We will clean it once each year of the warranty, and we add an extra year to the warranty because not only is it a terrific product, but it holds up extremely well. And if you come back for a filter or some part, a side brush for the machine, which, by the way, this edge cleans beautifully. Well, you know what? We'll have that stuff. And so it'll take a lot of the frustration out of it for them, because just like it is for me, I hate buying products, then not being able to figure out how to use them. And then I just either set it aside, never think about it, or I get mad enough, throw it away, and just move on with it.
Well, David, beside the obvious quality of the Miele robotic vacuum, I guess it's called a robotic vacuum.
Sure.
Besides the fact that it's top of the line quality-wise, that was the company that also would say, we will sell you the parts so you can take care of the work on them.
Roomba. Miele. You're talking about Miele? Yeah. Yes. Well, I carry their entire home care line, and it's one of the best line of vacuums there's ever been. And there's really only two companies that I think make the finest vacuums, the American-made Ricard, the German-made Miele. They're both you can Google them at any time. There are nothing but fantastic reviews on both companies.
I've got some questions about the robotics. First of all,
yes.
Is it reasonably quiet? I mean,
yes,
for instance,
it is.
Could you let it run during the night, maybe while you were asleep?
Sure, you could. Yes, and it would do very well. As a matter of fact, this takes about 2 hours to initially charge up.
Sure,
and then it's ready.
Battery now, operated.
Correct. It will go out and do a job, and if it cannot finish it, it actually will go back to its base, charge back up, go back out.
So you don't have to worry about plugging it back in somewhere to recharge it?
No, not at all. It'll always go back to its base. It has a very large bin to catch pet hair and stuff like that. That's the thing. You're going to be amazed, even after vacuuming with your big vacuum, and then you put this robot down,
mm-hmm.
you would just be amazed at how much it will still get. But it's not because your vacuum did a bad job.
No, it's
because
it's going over and over and over.
Well, that, you know. And it's getting in spots that you couldn't have gotten to with your vacuum. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. You do kind of robot-proof the house to some degree or another. And what I mean by that, we, you know, my wife loves gardening and planting, and we have beautiful plants in and out of the house. And some of these vines go all the way down to the floor, and our robot caught one of them and dragged it halfway across the room.
so that makes
but
sense.
But that was no big deal. We raised that up, and so you learn a little bit about it that way. But this machine is designed to go from any floor to any carpeting. It won't fall off your stairs, and there goes a very expensive product again that, you know, I had for a week and loved
it. Well,
it
doesn't climb stairs, though, does it?
No, it doesn't do that, but what you don't want is to have it on the second floor and it roll off and right down the stairs. And believe me, there are plenty of them that do that, and this will not. So it is a gift that just makes life really easy. And in between the times of the big vacuuming, because you don't want to forget doing that, this is wonderful with people that work all day and you just want to come home to a clean house. So,
well, and also if you're an allergy sufferer,
yes,
and you really got to keep all of that stuff down. And if you talk to anybody who cleans houses or offices for a living, they will tell you that pet hair just makes their life miserable.
Yes.
You know, and so the robotic would take care of that problem in between your heavy vacuum.
It will. Look, we got four cats and a Jack Russell inside the house. That's a lot of pet hair. This machine is perfect for that. So whether it's our brick or our tile or our wood, or I actually have our whole upstairs is a plush pile carpet. It's thick and it will push right through it. And so it's of all the robots, instead of guessing, and I think that's what spurred me to talk about this today, is so many people have bought them. They ran them for a year and a half. It gave out one way or another. And at my store, I keep a couple of boxes of this. I cannot tell you the amount of stories where, look, you don't have a choice. Your $600 robot vacuum is not working. No one's going to help you. You can't get in touch with anybody. And you're on your own. So what do you do? Well, you get a screwdriver out and you start taking a few screws out. Next thing you know, it's all apart. And they will bring it, all screws, everything, in a box. And in some cases, when they've gone out with one of these Miele robots, I've asked to keep their old boxed one, and I keep it out there because I want people to understand. When you buy like that, you don't know exactly what you're getting. You haven't even seen it work in a lot of places. I had a lady come in her case, she had owned a Roomba, and she wanted to know if we could fix it. But she had already ordered another one. It was going to be there sometime today. So this one lasted about a year and a half. It broke. And evidently, it was worth getting another one. And that's the thing that breaks your heart. For about the same money, she could have bought the Miele Scout. She would have gotten an extra year warranty. And with it, a warranty that actually she can take advantage of, along with the Service Plus, because we will clean it once each year as well. And this machine has true HEPA filtration. But what I can tell you on robotic vacuums and rechargeable vacuums of any type, you want to keep the dust out of the circuitry. It'll make the machine run better and longer. So that's one of the things that we provide when we're offering our Miele Scout RX2. And like I say, when you see the Amazon price, come into our store, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well,
we're $50 cheaper.
Do you have a demo model at both stores?
Absolutely.
So people can come in and actually see it in action.
Watch it work. See if it can really – what happens if I really put some Rice Krispies down or some Cheerios down? Does it really pick it up, or does it kind of pick it up and throw it back out again? So that is a machine, again, you'll always get to try – before you buy. And then after that, you get it, you just let us handle the rest of it. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was backpacks, because we spoke a little bit about
yeah,
that.
You know, I thought you were filming an episode of Ghostbusters when you came in here last time.
Well, let me tell you, I had such great response from that show last week that I wanted to talk about backpacks again, because backpacks are exactly what you think of, guys. Just like your backpack blower.
And it's about the size of a normal backpack.
Yes.
I was surprised how small it is.
You strap it on, and you don't realize the incredible mobility that you've got. Now, most stores that you go look at vacuums, you only see upright vacuum cleaners. They're easy to stick on a floor. Nobody has to help anybody. People just go pick up. They look at that one. They pick one up in a box and take it home. But for people, you people with floors, and so many people have made the switch from 80% carpet to 80% or more bare floor. So it takes really a different type of machine in a lot of cases to do a good job. And for years, the only other option was a good canister, which we carry the best canisters in our stores. And again, you can try them. As a matter of fact, if you've never used a canister and you're about to go from carpet to bare floor, you would want to try your uprights in our store and then try it with a canister and see what you think. And a canister vacuum gives you all kinds of wonderful options. But I don't want you to not think about a backpack, which, you know, you would think about it if you were in the commercial business, the commercial cleaning business, maybe in a church or a gymnasium. They're wonderful for that. But I'm telling you guys, if you don't want a piece of equipment rolling around on your beautiful, very expensive hardwood floors, a backpack is the right thing to have. It straps on, and I'm telling you, I don't care if you're 5 feet tall or 6'5". This machine only weighs about 5 or 6 pounds. It can be used with or without a disposable bag. It has true HEPA filtration. You can pick up hard objects, never hurt the machine. The maneuverability, the ability to go in between things is absolutely fantastic. There's even a blower built on this machine. You know how many of us have little patios that you get some leaves that blow in and stuff like that? Well, there's a blower you can access with it and blow that little room out and then vacuum after that. So it just provides so much. And I really haven't spent a whole lot of time in the past couple of years talking about our backpacks that we carry. We carry one by Ricar, and we carry another one by a company that's called Clean Obsessed. It's a larger machine.
Clean Obsessed?
Clean Obsessed is
what it's
called.
I like the title.
Well, it's a good commercial company. And the problem with it is it's a great backpack, great power, but it gets to be too large. And I do believe convenience has to be thought of when you're cleaning, because the fact is I don't get any more excited about cleaning my home than probably you do about yours. You know, I vacuum all day long. The last thing I want to do is get home and vacuum some more. But if you're going to do it, you want it to be easy to use, great maneuverability, so you don't mind doing it quite so much. So, guys, I want you to consider backpack vacuums, especially if you've got a house full of bare floor that you don't want a machine rolling around and scratching up the floor or running into the walls or anything else.
And plus, you got, you know, mid-level, you got, I guess you got attachment for blinds and ceiling fan blades, and you can do it all as you walk around the room.
Absolutely, and it's got a little beater brush that you can do rugs and carpet, and it's so convenient. It gets in between any chair legs or anything. Really the ultimate in convenience.
And if we come by the shop, you'll let somebody strap one on so they can get a
Oh, my gosh, and if you're embarrassed, I'll do it. I ain't afraid. Guys, we're going to be right back in just a few minutes.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back.
Can you believe this hour is almost
to an end? It is unbelievable. I literally was out in the car before I came in, and I was, you sit out there, and it's already hot outside, and I'm weary and tired, and come in here, we get a cup of coffee, And now we may be here all night.
Well, I will tell you, David, and I've known you for at least 20 years, if not longer. I don't remember the first time we appeared on the air together, but you're always enthusiastic about what you do, and that, to me, that's the whole key to success.
Somebody called me the MyPillow guy. One of my customers did, and you know what? I saw an interview with him, and you know what? Yeah, we got some similarities.
I think you and Mike have some parallels. I really do.
Well, he loves his product, and you know what? We love ours. And I will say, guys, because it is the last segment here, please keep us in mind, especially if you've got a vacuum that's not running well. My estimates are always free. We'll check it out while you wait. You'll know exactly what it'll cost before you leave it with me. And when it's done, you're not going to believe it's really your vacuum. It will look, run, and smell like brand new. You can go to either location, the Westmobile location, which is a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. You can go to our Fairhope location, Highway 98, half mile south of Thomas Hospital. 661-3549 is the number in Westmobile, and 928-9286 is our number in Fairhope. Definitely watch or look at our website, aavacuum.net. I want you to know who we are and what we do, and it shows you what we do and how we do it in our stores, and I want you to know that.
I was going to say, because people are out there driving right now, and we always like to encourage people to keep both hands on the wheel.
Yes.
But I want you to take just a second and raise your right hand and take this pledge. If you need a vacuum cleaner or a floor polisher or a wet mop or any of those
shampooer,
things.
Shampooer, yes.
Or shampooers or related products. Before you go, take the pledge that I'm going to go to A&A Vacuum Art before I go buy something at a big box store that has no backup service available.
Well,
And your prices are competitive. You get to see it in action. You get to try it before you buy it. And you guys service what you sell.
Absolutely. And listen, guys, there's...
I mean, go to A&A first.
Well, I would love that. And I really don't care. Sometimes...
Some lady just took the pledge.
Ah, good, good.
I sensed it.
Sometimes, you know, people go shop online. They get as much info as they can. They bring that in. And I think it's terrific because they can now judge for themselves. You will not get a big, overbearing sales pitch. I want you to try before you buy. I want you to like what you get, and I want you to be able to know why you're picking out what you're picking out. You know, what are the advantages and disadvantages of it? But like any type business, there's always plenty of junk out there. The problem is a lot of this junk is not cheap anymore.
That's right.
You know, it's one thing to buy something for $59 and throw it away in a year and a half. It's another thing to spend $250, $300 on something and it not last any longer than that. To me, that's terrible service, and that will never happen to you at our stores. You will buy it, you will know it's the best price, and then we will take care of it because, again, our machines are the best you can get. They have the best warranties backed by us, and they have the best service plans also backed by us. I do want to share a couple of things with you. I have carried the same stain remover for over 20 years, 25, I think. It was Solazyme, and it was terrific.
I never can remember the name. Every time I come in, I have to just say, I want the stain remover, David.
Well, you know,
Solazyme?
Yes, Solazyme. And it's a great product.
Yes, it is.
But I got a new product. It's called Stain-X. In my store, I can
remember that one.
I can take, yes, it's a lot easier. I can take a permanent marker right in front of your eyes, make it on the carpet, spray this stuff, it'll disappear before your eyes. So I want to offer something to you people. If you hear this show, I want you to just come in and say, I heard David talking about Stain-X.
Either location,
you're going to get a free bottle. But make him show you that it works. I want you to make him prove it to you. Be just like the show me state.
Yeah.
And I'm going to offer something else. I can't give the same stuff to the same people, but you can have either or. I got a new deodorizer in. It's called Fragrant Sense. I was looking for something that would handle the pet odors in my home because I just am obsessed with not having a home that smells like my wonderful Jack Russell. I love him, but he stinks. And
I'm so glad that he's not near a radio.
He would be pouting right about now.
That's right.
So I wanted something that smelled great, but there was no, it didn't, you know how you use a product and it does smell a little better, but it smells like, you know, instead of a smells like a dog, it smells like a mulberry dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't want that either. This product
never heard that
really
before.
Does a great job. You will not be able to tell that you have a pet. Now, eventually, you will be able to again because you'll pick up more and more hair, and the pet hair rots in a vacuum cleaner. It's not like human hair. So it will create odors constantly because it's decomposing. But this product is just terrific. Just a couple of teaspoons. You get a bag of it with 60 to 65 uses for about $9. It is such a great product. So I'll offer the same thing to you. You can come in and ask about our Fragrance Limited or our Stain-X Stain Remover. You can pick one or the other. You can't have both, but one or the other. And I want you to take advantage of it.
Ask for a demonstration on the Stain-X.
Oh, absolutely. I want you to put Tony and Paul on the spot, make them prove it to you that it works. The other thing, and Charlie tipped me off on this before we started, you know, I talk so much about the best stuff in the industry and that we carry it and that they are wonderful and you'll have them 15 years, and I do have a lot of that stuff. But if you got a kid going away to college, which I've got another one going away this year,
mm-hmm.
well, then you know what? He needs a cheap little vacuum.
And yeah, something to do the dorm room or his apartment if they're living off
campus.
That's it.
And then when they come in, they can bring that vacuum, drop it by the store. We will service it, and he'll get it right back again. So you know what? All his friends can borrow it from him because their parents probably didn't get them a vacuum cleaner. So you know, you'll have the joy of knowing you've taken care of your child and half the student body at whatever college he's going to is.
Because they may get passed around a little bit. Also, yes. If you've got a new couple in your family that's just setting up housekeeping, maybe for the first time,
yes,
you know, a small, relatively inexpensive vacuum
absolutely
could be
a very
useful tool. Absolutely, and that's
where the Dirt Devils, the Hoovers, the Sharks, to me, really come into play because you can get a pretty decent little under $100 machine, not spend a whole lot. But you know what? This is not going to be this young person's last vacuum. It's a starter vac,
that's
and it's
right.
perfect for
just
them.
Like you buy that first set of mops and brooms and all this other stuff.
Isn't that the truth? And again, what you don't need from a guy like me is a sales pitch on your child getting the greatest vacuum ever. It doesn't have to be like that, guys.
So, hey, we got music from your dad's favorite musical group.
Good. He's going to take us home. Guys, I so appreciate you listening. Catch us next week. Thank you so much.
L.A. proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back.
The world he left behind.